Zeb Stark from Kiryat Moshe asks, how should halacha guide one's voting in the Israeli elections? Specifically, could one vote for a party like Likud, which doesn't always represent halachic values? If so, should one vote for Feiglin, who is trying to bring Jewish values into the Likud, even though it seems like a wasted vote? Even more, a vote for Feiglin would probably take away from Netanyahu, who is against a Palestinian state, would help Sharon, who is for a Palestinian state. Binyamin Chaim, Ruvain Binyamin Chaim, asked similarly, years ago I heard Rav Kahana speak in YU, before Oslo, naturally. At the time, he made an interesting statement. He said he would sooner vote for a left-wing religious government before a non-religious right-wing government. I realize that there are right-wing religious parties, but I was still wondering how the Rav feels about this statement. Basically, you have to define what a religious party is, not one where the people who are part of that party are themselves religious, but a religious party, in my estimation, is one that follows Das Torah, that submits all of its questions and policies to Gedolei Yisrael and follow Gedolei Yisrael. There are parties that claim that they do follow Das Torah and do follow Gedolei Yisrael. Those parties can be voted for. A party that does not follow Das of Gedolei Yisrael, even if all the members of the party are religious, in my estimation, is not considered a religious party. And yes, I would agree with Rav Kahana that a truly religious party, even if it was a leftist party, but followed the Das of Gedolei Yisrael in all of their things, would be most surely preferable to a right-wing party that was not religious.